prepare for a truth revolution.
Actually, you can't prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
Good morning, Truth Revolution. The truth will set you free. I'm Dave, and with me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
Good morning. It is good to be here.
It is. It's a wonderful day out. It's just
awesome.
Yeah,
and we're going to talk about omnipresence.
Omnipresence.
Now, omnivores, omnipresence, which is...
Many presents?
Close. God being
Christmas?
Everywhere.
Christmas time. Oh,
lots of
Christmas
presents.
Time. Okay. Well, you know.
We here talk about God and the nature of God, and can we prove God, and how do we know God is real, how do we know Jesus is real, how do we know Jesus rose from the dead, and today we're going to talk a little bit about the nature of God, how God is everywhere, and what does that mean that God is everywhere?
Right. We've been talking over the past couple weeks about different attributes of God and what he's like, and we've talked about his omniscience, his...
foreknowledge. I mean, we talk about all sorts of stuff about God.
So, you know, we're right in the middle of one of those series about the attributes of God, and it's actually eye-opening.
Yeah, it is. You know, a few years ago, I was playing hide-and-seek with my foster kids, and I went and I hid in my bedroom behind one of my chairs.
Okay.
And I was hiding there, and they were running around the house trying to find me. And finally, they all come, all three of them, and I think they were 2, 3, and 4 at the time.
Uh-huh.
They come flying into my room, and they see me there, and they all just erupt with laughter because they saw me. It was just, oh, this was hilarious. So I say, okay, go count again. I'll hide. And the littlest one says, I want to hide with you. I said, okay, all right, let's go hide. So I start to get up. He says, no, we hide here in the same spot.
Right.
You know, okay, this is a great idea. So we sit there, hide in the same spot. Kids count to 10 and immediately run right to us.
Right.
And then laugh and act surprised, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here.
Right.
This is great. And so then the middle one says, well, I want to hide with you too. And so now I've got the littlest one and the middle one, and I start to get up, and they go, no, right here, same spot.
Right.
And so the oldest one goes and counts 10, runs right to us and laughs, I found you!
Right.
Like, this is a really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So then she says, well, I want to hide too. So all three of us are jammed in the corner of my bedroom behind this chair in the same spot we've been hiding for a long time, yelling to my wife, Mom! Come find us. You'll never guess where we're at.
All right.
You know, I mean, like this was a really big mystery where we were. So all three of us are hiding there, and my wife comes in. Gee, where are they? You know, and not even to mention the three kids giggling with their hands covered over their mouth, like uncontrollably. It sounded like a flock of turkeys hiding behind a chair.
Right.
I mean, it really did. But I think I kind of know how Jonah must have felt from the Bible when he ran away from God. Because there was no hiding.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, in the book of Jonah, in the Bible, you've heard of Jonah. You know, he was swallowed by a giant fish and all that. In the book of Jonah, he runs away from God. But seriously, how ridiculous is that, Dave?
Well, you can't.
I know. I mean, what was he thinking? You know, Jonah 1 says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, go to the great city of Nineveh. Preach against it because its wickedness has come before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish, which, by the way, was in the opposite direction.
Right.
Jonah ran, like, seriously? What is the problem with running away or trying to hide from God?
Well, for the fact that God, like what we were just saying, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He sees everything.
That's right. He is everywhere. This isn't what we call an incommunicable attribute.
Mm-hmm, right.
Because we do not share this with God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is totally God. God is everywhere all the time. We're at one spot at one time. That's it. But God is always everywhere. So Jonah running away from God is like diving in the ocean to get away from water. It's just, you can't. I mean,
I
it's ridiculous. No, it doesn't work. So, hey, check us out. Truthrevolution.tv is our website. And we would love to hear from you. We need to know if you are listening to this show, if you're learning anything. We are sponsored by Revolution Church. I'm the pastor at Revolution Church. Dave is the bass player at Revolution Church.
Kinda, yeah.
Rocking the bass. And the Revolution Church is the ones who really support this, as well as some listeners support this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to know if we're making a difference for you. Otherwise, you know, it's...
Right.
Not worth it.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Yeah, you know? So jump on the website, truthrevolution.tv, if you hear this show, if you want us to keep going, go ahead and let us know.
Right. And not only, I mean, can you support us by going to the website? You can listen to a bunch of our previous shows. We're putting more on there all the time.
Yeah.
So come check it out.
You can call our church at 825-4488. 825-4488. You can talk to me there and let us know you listen to the show. Just leave a message, whatever. You can send a letter to 1111 West South Street in right. Salina. So that's 1111 West South Street. Or you can email us questions@truthrevolution.tv.
Right.
We'll repeat that a little bit later.
Okay.
But you can definitely contact us on our website. Just open up your web browser. Doesn't matter how old you are. Go to that top spot where you type in addresses. Type in www.truthrevolution.tv.
There you go.
All right, so the concept we're talking about today, God is omnipresent. By the way, before I go on to that, I don't think people know how much of a big deal it is when they tell us they listen to our show.
Right.
We get stoked for like
a
week. We're like, wow, man.
And you know what?
Someone was helped. This is awesome.
Or even if somebody tries to badmouth us or even tries to refute something that we're saying,
yeah.
You know, and we get stoked whenever
was awesome. Huh? They totally disagreed with us. I loved it.
Yeah.
So, seriously, it is. Contact us. Let us know if you listen to the show and what you'd want us to talk about, stuff like that. So anyway, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. We're at one spot at one mm-hmm. time. We laugh at Jonah. We're like, oh, Jonah, what an idiot. You can't run away from God.
Right.
Don't be so stupid. But in reality,
we do it all the time.
We do. We pretend that God doesn't see what we do,
mm-hmm.
or we know what he wants us to do, and we just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah wasn't that much further away from us.
Right.
I mean, we don't always think about God being with us all the time, everywhere. Now, the Hebrew word language doesn't have a word for omnipresent like we do. So they can't just say, hey, God's omnipresent. So they describe it. They use lavish poetry. Listen, like Psalm 139 says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? And obviously the answer is nowhere's out of the reach of God. I mean, that's right. What's his point. There's nowhere I can go. Psalm 139:8. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. Up to the heavens, he says. In the depths, as far down as you can imagine.
Right.
Wherever, God is there. Psalm 139:9-10. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, or even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. The wings of the dawn, that would be the east.
Right.
And in the far side of the sea, that would be the Mediterranean Sea. It was to their west.
Mm-hmm.
So as far to the east as you can see, as far to the west as you can see, all the way around, whether you're near, whether you're far, God is there with you.
Right.
Now, verse 10 simply explains that God still guides us no matter where we are. And then he goes on and he says in verse 11, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become my night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. I love that verse, man. The basic concept is you cannot hide from God. Darkness is as light.
That's crazy. Like he's got those big night vision goggles on.
It is.
Bigger than anything we've ever seen.
It is. It's exactly like that. I mean, gosh, it's not a moral statement saying darkness is like to God. I mean, they're not making it moral. Like things that we think of evil, God sees them as good. That's not what it's saying.
Right. That's totally a true statement. I mean, it's talking about real darkness and real light.
Yeah.
And God can see just as well in the dark as he can in the light.
That's right. The darkness is the same as light to him. I mean, you might as well be standing in a spotlight wearing neon green
if
you're trying to hide in the dark away from God. It's not going to happen. You cannot. I was watching Cops one time, or one of those police officer shows, and they had a heat sensor in a helicopter.
Right.
And they're flying above, and they saw a suspect laying on the ground, and you see the red, you know, all the bodies have heat sensors. You see the red police officers run up, and the helicopter says, all right, he's right in front of you. And the other cops say, he is?
You're getting worried.
He is? And they're like, yeah, he is like right in front of you. And they go, he's not, oh, wait, there's a baby pool. So they kick it over, and there the guy is.
Right.
You know, it's like, they could see everything. You could not hide from the heat sensor. And the same thing with God. I mean, God's everywhere.
Right.
No matter where you go, no matter what you go through, God is with you. There's this song I love by a group called Shane and Shane. If you're by a computer, type it in right now, Be Near by Shane and Shane, and listen to it while I'm talking here. It says, for dark is light to you. The depths are height to you. Far is near, but Lord, I need to hear from you. Be near, O God, be near, O God. Your nearness to us is for our good. Like, God is near everything. He's omnipresent. They say, okay, God, when I'm far away, you're still near. But then they say, be near, O God. Why would they do that? If God's everywhere, why are they asking God to be near?
I think people have a need to actually feel that God is near.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you're going along mm-hmm. life, and sometimes life can trip you up and get you down. And sometimes you feel like God is not around.
That is absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And so we need the presence of God in a different way than just knowing, God's here.
Right.
But we want to feel God
right.
here.
Right, an emotional connection.
Yeah, we want to know it, and we want to sense it. And so, that is the important thing.
Right.
That we know God's near. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And we're going to get into some stuff like pantheism and panentheism and some discussions on what these other religions believe about where
Big
God is.
Big word day.
But we've kind of got our foundation down. Everybody right. should now agree and understand the Christian theism teaches God is everywhere.
Right.
And there's nowhere you can go.
Well, you know, and here's a question real quick, and it's kind of off the subject. Not really kind of, but really off the subject.
Yeah, this is... is this what we were talking about right before the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was just going to say, this is just a good question that a lot of people have.
Well, you know, we talk about how this country was founded on religion or on Christianity, mm-hmm. and people talk about how Thomas Jefferson and all those people were Christians, but then there's another group that's like, no, they weren't. They were trying to get away from religion and yada yada.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's up with that?
Well, I mean, we have to remember that when people talk, well, first of all, I guess we should say that a lot of people mm-hmm. misquote the founding fathers.
Okay.
They use it for their own purposes. A lot of people, even Christians, will say, oh, you know, we are a Christian country, and they're not even sure what they mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that every single law should be based on what Christians say is right or wrong.
Right.
You know, because I think it's wrong to hate your enemy, because
mm-hmm.
Jesus said to love your enemy. I'm not going to make it a law.
Right.
I mean, so just because we say something's right or wrong doesn't, just because we are a quote unquote Christian nation doesn't mean we need to make a law for everything in the Bible.
Right.
As far as like Thomas Jefferson, you know, were the other founding fathers, were they Christians? A lot of them were Christians. A lot mm-hmm. of them, and you know, we were just talking about this a few minutes ago. I haven't had time to research the quotes right now. Maybe we should do a show on that.
Okay.
We should do a show on that.
We'll do one of those coming up.
But yeah, a lot of the founding fathers were very explicit Christians. I mean, very down to their core. A lot of them weren't Christians. They were more like deists. But even, you know, it's funny because the word deist, what we mean by that is they believed in a God, but they believed in kind of a far off God who just kind of let us handle our own, you know, led us to our own devices. So God wasn't necessarily interacting all the time. But even, you know, I've heard a quote by Thomas Jefferson. I dare not try to repeat the exact quote without it in front of me.
Right.
But a paraphrase was something along the lines of, if we totally disrespect what God wants us to do, God will come and judge us and punish us for that. Now, that's not a very deistic thought.
Right.
And so although Thomas Jefferson and some other founding fathers get quoted as being deists, I don't think they were deists in the sense that a lot of people expect a deist to act like, you know, oh, well, yeah, God exists, but don't talk about him like that. I mean, he's not going to be near us or anything like that. So we got to do a whole show on that. But yeah, so hey, before we go to the break, go to truthrevolution.tv. While we're there on the break, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Submit a question. Send us an email. questions@truthrevolution.tv. And here's our address and phone number one more time. 1111 West South Street. 825-4488 is our phone number. 825-4488. Give us a call. Shoot us a letter. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening to the show.
We're going to have service coming up in about half an hour.
Oh, yeah. Revolution Church starts at 10:15 in the morning. I love that church service. The preacher is... me. The preacher is me.
The preacher is full of himself. I'm just kidding.
I didn't say anything. I just said the preacher is me. I could have said, the preacher is me. Well, anyway. But check us out online, truthrevolution.tv, and then I hope you can make it to Revolution Church this morning. We're going to continue talking about God's omnipresence right after this.
Truth Revolution.
And we're back.
God is everywhere.
Talking about God's omnipresence.
That's right. I hope you had a chance to check out truthrevolution.tv, our website. Mm-hmm. And God is everywhere. Now, here's the crazy thing. God does not occupy physical dimensions.
Right.
Without the fantastic exception of Jesus. Excuse me there. Mm-hmm. Now, why must we say that God does not occupy physical dimension?
Well, because if God did occupy physical dimension, how would we move?
Because he's so big.
Right. Well, no, because he's everywhere.
Because he's right. I mean, God is everywhere because God cannot be contained by any space, no matter how large. Our new building at our church is over 7,000 square feet. God's not going to fit in there.
Right.
Solomon's temple from thousands of years ago was 180,000 square feet. Huge. And after Solomon built the temple, he prayed and said this, "But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built."
Right.
I mean, that's great. God is the Lord of space. He created all that exists. You can't put him in